Dr. Brown, how are you?
I'm fine.
I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time to be on the show. I found your book online. I heard our president use the word nasty. And, you know, the theme and the title of my show is Reclaiming History. And so I happen to believe that there's very little that's new under the sun. And I thought that this word nasty has to have a history attached to it. And just maybe someone has studied it. And voila, I found you and your marvelous book. For my listeners, tell them the full title of your book and how you ended up, you know, weighing in on the word nasty, because this is not the first time our president has used this word. He used it in response to Hillary Clinton so many years ago.
Yes, that's correct. So the book I wrote is called Good Wives, Nasty Wenches, and Anxious Patriarchs, Gender, Race, and Power in Colonial Virginia. And it is a history of how slavery got legally and in practice put together in early Virginia when there really wasn't something already in place legally in Britain or in, well, it was England at that point, but in England or in any of the colonies that it was beginning to settle. So I was interested in, at the time, what was a term nasty that was used pejoratively to describe indentured servant women, white women, we would call them white now, English was what they would have been called at the time, who were considered not fit for doing domestic work in a household. That they were considered morally kind of unsavory and disgusting. So it was a comment about them sexually. And it was also just a comment on the likelihood that they could do domestic work, you know, women's domestic work, and end up being married and running, you know, a virtuous household. So it was sort of a comment on their fitness as laborers, their kind of health as women who had perhaps a sexual history, maybe even there was kind of a suggestion of sexual disease, and that they were not really considered the kinds of servants or migrants you would really want to go out of your way to bring into a colony. So that's the way the term was being used back in the 17th century. My book was looking at how the colony of Virginia went from that to, you know, like a century or so later, this kind of really reinvented view of white women and this kind of pushing off of the pejorative onto black women, African descended women. And so actually it wasn't so much the word nasty, but it was the word wench, because the term wench in England, the term wench really wasn't always necessarily an insult, but in the United States, the term wench developed a racial meaning, and that made it different in the United States. Really, it was by the 18th century, so it was before we were the United States, when it was still British colonies. When people in North America used the term wench, they often were referring to a woman of color, whereas in Britain, when people use that term wench, they were really thinking more of a white servant woman. And so interestingly, fewer and fewer people use the term wench to describe white women. And more often when they said wench, it automatically had a kind of racial meaning.
It sounds like this word also had some, I guess, class connotations attached to it as well.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, it was really a lot of associations around just not virtuous womanhood, you know, a woman lacking in virtue with a sexual reputation, who was likely, if you were a man and you had sex with her, likely to give you a disease, was definitely not good marrying and household management wife material. But, you know, it also, the word nasty also meant a lot of other things. So it could just mean annoying and unkind or evil or cruel or just unpleasant. So it also meant those things. And people also used the term back in the day. And by back in the day, I mean like the 16th and 17th centuries. They used it to mean like, you know, to describe bad weather.
We might call that a ball buster in today's 21st century view, right?
You know? I think that meaning is a more recent meaning. I don't know that people were thinking about that so much, you know, again, back in the day, but certainly by the present day, that term nasty, and I'm thinking specifically of the way Trump used it in 2016 and the way he's using it now. It does mean it's another way of saying the B word.
Yes.
Right?
And so from a historical perspective, when you finish studying the word and you bring the word forward where Black women are now, or at least African women, that word is now placed on them, and it moves from the English woman who's not wife material, and now it gets placed on top of Black women who are African women who are slaves in the colonies by this time. How did that transition happen, and why were white planters, men, motivated to put that word on Black women?
Well, so, and it's, again, I want to just be clear, it's not so much the word nasty that's moving, it's that word wench, really, that's the one that's becoming racialized. Nasty is really being used still all over the place for lots of different things. It can be just for somebody who's considered mean or something that's just unpleasant or offensive in even a kind of organic way of like a bad smell or something disgusting or filthy. So I just want to be careful in how I say that. So, but I think it is still, because we see the term used together, nasty and wench, you know, a descriptive, two words used together to describe English servant women in the 17th century who just were worthless, really, are worthless.
Right.
What I would argue and have argued is that you see white women kind of building their own redemption and virtue on the backs of Black women, that basically they're sort of displacing all the negative connotations of being a woman. And there were lots of negative connotations, again, looking in the deep past, and to kind of be able to enjoy some privilege as white women, as virtuous, as innocent, as clean, you know, as sexually pure. And that's a project that comes out of a slave society. And, you know, Northern white women, Southern white women are definitely, even if they're not directly making it happen, they're benefiting from it. Of course, you know, white men have a lot to do with that, how that happens.
And it's almost pitting two groups of people against each other at the same time. The white woman in colonial America, and I'm sure her life wasn't, you know, a bed of ease. And then you have the Black woman in the slave quarters, all of them being abused by the patriarchal society in which they lived. It was not uncommon for those same slave masters to tip into the slave quarters and have their way with Black women anytime they wanted, but then be able to turn and call them nasty and wenches. It's almost inconceivable to think about how two groups of women can be so easily pitted against each other. And I always think of the words of Bell Hook that said, "Ain't I a woman?" What is the takeaway for us as 21st century women, women of color and white women?
Well, interesting that you said, you know, your show is about reclaiming history. I mean, the term nasty really has been reclaimed in, I don't know, the last 20 or 30 years. And we can think of ways that it's actually used in corporate branding to suggest something that's really powerful about a woman. So just to give you a couple examples, there are a whole bunch of songs with lyrics about nasty girls. There's Janet Jackson's, you know, older Nasty Boys. There's a line of clothing in Los Angeles, Nasty Gal Clothing. There's a killer workout from CrossFit called Nasty Girls. So people have reclaimed the term. And I think in the present, it is available as a, you know, it can be reclaimed as a kind of a sign of a woman's power and her ability. Now, Trump's obviously not using it that way because I think he's scared. I think when he uses the term nasty, he's scared. But I think the other thing is, you know, we always, all of us, have to really be careful about who we step on to get our privilege. And I mean, everybody being pitted against each other so that one group benefits at the expense of the others, that is an old story.
Well, Dr. Brown, I am so glad you joined me for this segment of Reclaiming History. For my listeners, is there anything you want to share with our listeners about you or your work?
Well, yes. I'm going to give a shout out to the group of student researchers I work with at the University of Pennsylvania. They have a website called Penn and Slavery Project, and it gives you a lot of information about student work looking into how one university, among many, has been complicit in the past in slavery. Students are wonderful, and the website, if your listeners go to it, they'll see really interesting and amazing work being done by students who are really trying to give an honest account of how prestigious, you know, institutions like universities, you know, what they were built on in part.
Thank you, Dr. Brown, for joining us.
Thank you so much for inviting me.